When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about jargon and definitions and intensity and how terms get used and how confusion occurs. And we're going to do this because I've gotten a few messages about a term I have used on the channel a number of times. And that term, that phrase anyway, is starting to show up in reporting. And the questions are like, hey, there's reporting that says Israel has moved to a lower intensity. I'm surprised you're not covering it. Okay. So when it comes to the term low intensity, there are two definitions. One is the normal definition of the term, you know, of that phrase. Lower intensity, slower tempo. Okay. The other is military jargon. And it is a military operation other than war. Now keep in mind, war is full scale. To go straight to the manual on this one, the definition of a low intensity conflict is a, quote, confrontation between contending states or groups below conventional war and above the routine peaceful competition among states. It frequently involves protracted struggles of competing principles and ideology. Low-intensity conflict ranges from subversion to the use of armed forces. It is waged by a combination of means employing political, economic, informational, and military instruments. Low-intensity conflicts are often localized, generally in the Third World. Wow. Manual needs an update, but contain regional and global security implications. That's a mouthful that doesn't really tell you a whole lot, right? To translate that, in the military imagination, conventional war, normal scale, World War II, low intensity is below that. We'll give you another example in a second. But generally speaking, when people think of war, you think of artillery and a whole bunch of tanks. You think of Ukraine, right? Low intensity conflict is not that. But it doesn't mean that it's peaceful, and it doesn't mean that it's not intense. An example of a low intensity operation that I think most people would be familiar with: the movie Black Hawk Down depicts a low-intensity operation. It may not mean what people think it means. It doesn't mean peace. Now, in all the reporting that I have seen that has used that term, they mean slower tempo. That is what they mean. They don't mean that there's been an indication of a strategy shift to low-intensity operations by Israel. That being said, the obvious question there is, does the slower tempo mean that they're changing strategies? It could, and generally speaking, when countries switch from something that is full scale to low intensity, there is a period of a slower tempo. But I haven't seen any evidence of that. I haven't seen any evidence that they have a strategy shift. We know the Biden administration pushed for it, but, I mean, the Biden administration has pushed for a lot of things that have not occurred. So the slower tempo could mean a shift to low-intensity operations, but there's no guarantee of that. Why do people care? Because generally speaking, low-intensity operations are much, much safer for civilians. That's why people care. There isn't, I haven't seen any real evidence that that's their plan. Could it be? Sure. But I haven't seen that yet. The slower tempo could just be them regrouping. It could be them pausing to reform up to launch that offensive that they say they have a date for now when it comes to Rafah. It could be a lot of other things. So the reporting that's saying it's a lower intensity, it's not wrong because it is at a slower tempo, but they have not moved to low intensity operations as of time of filming. That hasn't happened. So that's what's going on. And I would guess we would know within a week. That's if they are going to move to low intensity operations, the slower tempo, it probably wouldn't last longer than a week without real signs, a week longer, without real signs that they have pivoted their strategy. But we have to wait to see that. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.